Shannon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about my relationship with my grandmother, and I'm feeling very, very angry about it.
Why?
I have been angry.
What's wrong?
Well, since I have been making steps into adulthood, like getting married, having a child, and going on about my adult life, she has been pushing me to cater to her desires.
Like, what kind of desires do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it very clearly because she doesn't.
Well, give me an idea of one of the desires she wants you to cater to. You know, whatever she has asked you for. Just give me an example.
Well, what I'm upset about right now is that she called me after Easter, not to see how things are going, but to specifically complain to me that she didn't get a card for Easter, and she repeated herself many times that, well, three times, that I could have at least sent her a card.
Yeah, I guess you could have. So why didn't you?
Yes, you're right. I could have.
Well, why didn't you?
I didn't.
Why didn't you?
I'm pissed.
The woman raised you.
Yes.
And you couldn't buy a crummy card?
Dr. Laura.
What?
The term raised is used very loosely here.
Well, you used it and didn't tell me you were using it loosely.
Well,
you told me that she raised you. You didn't say she was a terminal bitch and I had to be raised by her. You just said she raised you. So with all that information, I'm wondering why you couldn't buy a card. If you want to now tell me how evil she was and how awful your upbringing is, let's do it.
That's where I'm unsure of. I have all this anger about her, and the anger hasn't come up until recently.
About her for what?
Anger about her not taking care of me when I was little.
Okay, give me some examples of not taking care of you.
She was available. Her home was available to me when I was little, when my mom wasn't available to me. But I had to bounce back and forth quite a bit, and I would complain to her about how ridiculous my living circumstances were with my mother, who is her daughter, and she never took any steps to protect me from the life that I had when I wasn't in her home. And when I reached about the age of 12 or 13...
What did your mother do that you needed rescuing from?
My mom was a drug abuser, alcohol abuser, would run from druggy guy to druggy guy, get knocked up here and there. And on top of all of that, she would not be in the home most of the time because she worked during not regular hours. So when I would come home from school, I would have to take care of my younger brother and be completely on her own. And if they were home, if she and the guy of the hour were home,
then that's pretty awful. But I'm a little confused then, because you said your grandmother raised you. Well,
I told the screener
that's not
that
what you're describing.
Me, but she was a safe haven for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at it from an adult's eyes, I see it differently. I see it as her protecting my mom from having to take any responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And really being there for my mom and not for me when I look at it now.
Well, this is what you now need to tell her. The reason I didn't send a card and the reason I don't do a lot of things you would like me to do is because I'm frankly angry. I'm angry that, and say it exactly the way you said it to me because that was perfect. You have to do this for your own mental health.
I think you're right,
but
I don't know what will happen.
Oh, she'll have a fit, and who knows what will happen. But the point is, you need to say this.
Yeah.
And then don't hang up that phone until you hear her say, I'm sorry. because I have a feeling she will say that.
Do you really think so?
I don't know why I think so, but I think so. I have no idea why I think so. Let's pretend I'm psychic for a moment. I think she's going to, if you don't hang up that phone and you don't raise your voice, she will say, I'm sorry. She'll probably say something annoying like, I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Which translates into, I did the best I could without rocking the boat too much.
Yeah.
So she's a limited person, and your mother was an awful person.
Yeah.
But at least it was a safe haven.
It was.
That's it. That's the best she could do because she was too scared to do anything else. It's important for you to tell her why you're punishing her. Because you wanted her to do more. You wanted her to get you and your brother out of there.
Yeah.
And then she will give some nonsense. Oh, I didn't know how to do that. I couldn't do that. And nonetheless, it's good for you to say it and clear the air. And I believe she'll say, I'm sorry. Okay, how about this? I bet you a dollar.
It would make a huge difference if she did.
Yep. Well, we have to give her the opportunity, don't we? And you don't have to go on for days. You said it so articulately, so beautifully, so poignantly. She protected her daughter. She didn't protect us. That is the key.
Thank you.
And then call me back, okay? Because I'll give you the address to send my dollar. Look, every dollar counts these days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Go do it.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Shannon, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, honey. I'm glad you called back. Now, for the people who didn't hear us the first time, give a little quick rundown.
Oh, I called you because I was ticked off at my grandma. I was holding on to a lot of resentment about my childhood, and I was putting it all on her.
Right.
So I called you, and you told me two things that stuck with me. Number one, you validated that it was crappy to have to deal with the things I had to deal with.
Yes.
And you said that my grandma was limited, but at least she was there.
Yeah.
So I thought about that a lot, a lot, a lot. And you had told me that I should talk to her calmly and not with anger and let her know that I thought that instead of protecting me, she had been protecting my mom.
Yeah.
And I really didn't want to talk to her about it.
I know you didn't.
Thought of a million different excuses why I shouldn't call her. And I worked on it for a week or so, and I made plans to drive about 100 miles to go and visit her in person.
Wow.
So I let her know that I was coming and that she could expect me, and she said okay. And I think she was a little bit apprehensive because I had been a jerk lately. So when I got there, I walked in, and she, even before I walked in the door, she had let out a big excited whoop that I was there. It was, it had been a really long time since she and I had had some time together.
Yeah.
It had been like with my mom around, for example, and not really fun.
Yeah.
So I walked in there and all my defenses just came down. She had invited her best friend to join us for tea. She had tea and my favorite dish already prepared and my place set at the table. It was beyond exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
Just to be able to allow her to have given me what she gave me all through my life, which is exactly that. She welcomed me with love and excitement, and she didn't have a lot more to offer than that, but it helped me a lot. Thank you, sweetheart. Can you just put a couple more sprinkles on the side, please? So, anyway, I didn't end up confronting her
Gee, why am I not surprised?
But I moved into a different place in my mind.
Yes, you did.
So it's not her fault that everything that happened to me happened. She had no ill will, and she didn't have a lot of strength, but she did put a lot of time and effort into me. And I think that helped me become a real person instead of just becoming a druggie.
Yes.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Things have been really great since I talked to you. I have, thank you. I have given notice at work, and 2 weeks have passed, and I'm not working full time. Thank you, Dr. Laura's card is finished. My daughter's making a card for you.
Yes, definitely. I want more sprinkles.
Yeah. Anyway, I quit my job. We're on a phase out pattern that I'm going to help my job interview to replace me by September, but I'm not working full time anymore. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 until 12, that I'm available to them to phase me out. So, thanks.
I am very proud of you, and I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Would you be so kind as to not hang up and stay on hold so we can connect with you?
Okay.
Okay, you hang in there. Give Kid Lit a kiss for sort of other Grandma Laura, the other one. That's nice. I feel good about that. That's really nice. I had a feeling that was what was going to happen.